USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Democrats' failure to address voting rights, immigration reform, and police reform, all of which have major impacts on voters of color, has prompted concerns that enthusiasm among these key groups could be affected in midterm elections that are expected, based on historical trends, to favor Republicans. On voting rights, spokesperson Jen Psaki says the president is committed.
It's a fundamental priority for him. It's something that is essential so that people across the country are able to exercise the right to vote, to participate in the democratic process.
The Taliban has paused all evacuation flights out of Afghanistan due to a disagreement over who gets seats on the planes, NBC News reported Thursday. The flight stopped 2 weeks ago, a congressional official told NBC. This is USA Radio News. Merry Christmas.
There are many things to think about if you are buying a home or refinancing your present one.
Like, what's better, a direct lender or a mortgage broker? We like to think that a direct lender like Fellowship Home Loans is best.
As a direct lender, there is no middleman and endless requests for more documents. This could save you time and impact your terms and rates.
As a direct lender, Fellowship Home Loans can often close your loan in less than 3 weeks. Let's talk about it at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Regardless of your needs, Fellowship Home Loans wants to be your go-to source for home loans. Talk to a person, not a machine, at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Home is actually our middle name, Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
A big Christmas telescope launch.
The world's biggest, most powerful space telescope has a Christmas morning launch from South America.
James Webb begins a voyage back to the birth of the universe.
The $10 billion telescope heading about a million miles from Earth, and they'll be looking for new exoplanets. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
House Democrats are facing a growing wave of retirements as they close out 2021 and enter what's expected to be a challenging midterm election year. The string of retirement announcements in recent days cap off what's already been a demoralizing end to Democrats' first year in power. More retirement announcements are likely in the coming days and weeks as lawmakers are home for the holidays with their families and decide they'd rather not have to keep making the regular trek to the House. Happy Holidays from USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two former Georgia election workers have filed a defamation lawsuit against Donald Trump's ex-lawyer, Rudy Giuliani.
Two Georgia election workers sued former President Trump's legal advisor, Rudy Giuliani, and One America News Network's parent company and its top officials over election fraud claims after the 2020 presidential election. Wandria Moss and her mother, Ruby Freeman, claim that the parties spread false statements that resulted in harassment and threats to them. Moss worked as a voter registration officer in Fulton County, and Freeman was a temporary worker during the election. Giuliani, along with OAN's parent company, Herring Networks, and its chief executive, are listed as defendants in the defamation lawsuit. The claimants allege that the defendants aired false stories that election workers were plotting to conduct illicit ballots to tip the race towards then-candidate Joe Biden, claims that were proven false by Georgia officials. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
American travelers seemed to shrug off fears of the Omicron variant as they took to the skies with confidence on Christmas Eve, with airport security data showing over twice as many people flying on December 24th compared to the same day last year. The TSA said in a December 25th tweet that over 1.7 million travelers were screened at checkpoints across the United States on Christmas Eve. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards, wishing you a Merry Christmas.